Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Don't forget to give yourself a gift this new year. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Give yourself a gift of being a lifelong learner when it comes to money. Promise to make just one new money information gathering move a week starting now. For example, choose one of the following. Read the first paragraph of every story on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. Or subscribe to Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine to be sure you get ongoing incremental and interesting money news in an easy and informative way. Or take a glimpse at online calculators such as Bankrate.com's to input your personal money numbers to get projections and information you need. The idea is to set doable goals. Most of what you need to successfully determine what you're going to do with your money starts with getting yourself in the right frame of mind for the task. Now, embrace this concept. Mind over money matters. It is the process of identifying what you want and why, when you want it, and what it takes to achieve it. I've talked about this before, but let me say it again. These disciplines work in good times and in bad. Before you decide what to do with your money, first know how you feel about your money. Everyone from cradle to grave can benefit from ongoing, continuing education regarding basic money knowledge and responsibilities. Mind over money matters begins as early as the age of 3 by teaching children the difference between wants and needs. Oh my, that's a money lesson that many adults never learned, and as a consequence have made ongoing poor money choices and suffered the consequences. Spread your newfound wealth of knowledge up and down the generations of your family. Inspire the sense of accomplishment that comes when one saves money. Instill the goal of self-reliance, which is the gift each person can give him or herself through money management. Here's to your health and wealth for the new year. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.